Now, I wanted to remind you that when we read our Sunday lessons, we don't go through them in the order that they are in the gospel. You probably have noticed that a long time ago. The order we follow is the order that it comes through the church year. So that way, when it is Christmas, we read about Jesus' birth, and when it is Easter, we read about his death and resurrection. Today, since we are beginning Lent, we are reading about the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness and the 40 days he spent there. But I have brought this slide to you to kind of help let you see the context of the scriptures that we are reading today. Since we're jumping all around, this picture of the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized reminds you that just before Jesus went out into the wilderness, he was baptized, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. So also it is that Spirit in this morning gospel who immediately goes with him after his baptism and sends Jesus out into the desert where he will be tempted. Now the desert is an interesting place in the scriptures. It is the place where the wild beasts roam about at will. Those are not wild beasts. Those are our people that went with us to Petra. But there are marauders looking around behind the rocks, and we saw some of them there. The desert is a place where dangers abound. And the desert is also a place where God may be found. It's a place of rocks and wind, of prayer and spirit, of vast uncharted distances, and yet also hidden springs with running water, or as the scriptures call it, living water. When one stares out at the desert, one often takes in its emptiness and barrenness. But there are also microclimates there, protected areas with all sorts of plants and animals who have learned to adapt to the harsh conditions so well that they flourish and blossom. The desert not only shapes Jesus, but also most of the important characters of the Bible. The desert is where the people of Israel go to escape the Pharaoh and find God. The desert is where they are given the Ten Commandments. The desert is where they make the tabernacle. The desert is where the people of Israel become a people, where they become God's people. So the Spirit brings Jesus out into the desert for a deeper encounter with God through the hardships and challenges found there. Hardships and challenge, however, are not all bad. When we have come through such things, many of us find that these experiences have reshaped and formed us in ways that we could not anticipate. And so the difficulties of the desert experience may reform us in ways that we had not expected. The experience of Lent might be one of those experiences and give us new insights into ourselves. So, Christians throughout the centuries have taken up the disciplines of Lent: self-examination and repentance, fasting, personal prayer, giving generously to those who are in need, the reading of Scripture, working on behalf of a righteous cause, the singing of hymns. Some people give something up. I usually take something new on. It is wise to undergird whatever you do with the gifts of word and sacrament, Sunday worship, so that you might find strength and nourishment for this hard and difficult journey. And make no mistake about it, Lent is a desert sojourn. If you are to do it well, it will take effort. It will take commitment. Now, don't get too sidetracked on all the devil language in the scriptures today, because the devil is in the stories to remind us that we are playing for keeps. The devil is a cue that there are all sorts of things in the world around us to take our attention off God. The devil is the opponent, God's opponent and our opponent. Luther reminded us that it is not only the devil that is out there in the competitions of this life, but also the enticements of the world and our own fleshly desires. With all that is going on, it is a wonder that we even pay any attention to God at all. We will find, too, that the everyday will want to crowd out the sacred journey of Lent and tempt us away from those things that will draw us closer to God. Just as Jesus was tempted to ignore God, so also we may be tempted. Thoughts of cheating, lying, stealing, and all the rest are at the base. Those things that help us see whether we are possessed by God or something else, something less than God, less than God's best. You see, the Spirit not only leads Jesus into the desert, but also we too are led by the Spirit to give something up or take something on to test who we are and whose we are in the deserts of our lives. And yet we need not fear this temptation, this wilderness in which we find ourselves, for we are not alone with the opposition. Rather, we have on our side those of God's own choosing, the Spirit who led us here in the first place. She and her gifts are with us through and through. Yet also Christ is with us, the one who has walked into these shifting sands before us, the one who reminds us that God's word is that key strength that gives us life, that counters the assaults of the evil one and brings the presence of God's love into focus for us. Yes, we enter the desert with Jesus today, and we find that because of his presence there, we are stronger because of it. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.